Interesting story we're going to get to, and that with attorney extraordinaire Andrew Lieb, liebatlaw.com. Mr. Lieb, of course, in his way of the human rights situation, Constitution of Rights, nobody better, and he will discuss that right now. Mr. Lieb, it's good to have you, sir, on this Thursday. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have to go to what you and I always talk about, and I'm just blown away by Kachuk. I can't believe what he's done with the Florida Panthers. And this guy is going to get a statue one of these days. So I have to start off by telling you all to the Panthers. I can't believe they swept the Carolina Hurricanes, and they're in the finals.
You know, it's a great, great pedigree right there for Matthew Kachuk. Brother Brady. Equally as talented, of course, Father Keith back in the day with the Winnipeg Jets. So, no surprise. I'll tell you, you reminisce a little bit, Andrew, on the fact that these Panthers almost did not make the playoffs. Think about it. If the Penguins would have won one or two down the stretch, they would have been ousted. It would have been the Isles and Pens and the wild cards. Florida would pretty much say, hasta la vista. See you next season. Crazy how sports turns on a dime, you know?
Something else, and we're seeing that in basketball too. The eighth seed, you can't discount the eighth seed. And what's wild is Florida traded their best two players last year, and they brought Kachuk in and just killing it. It's really showing you how you can do a real off-season change and get to the finals.
All right, let's get into this this story. It's just unbelievable. There's a complaint that was filed against the school in Suffolk County. Cruel punishment to both an autistic student and his father. And when I read this, I said, what? And here we go with this stuff. Let's get a little background on this, Andrew, as far as the audience. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just want to give the disclaimer first that I'm usually on your show as a legal analyst. And this time I represent these people, so ethically I can't go too far into it besides telling you the facts of what we filed with the DHR. DHR is the Division of Human Rights, and when you bring a discrimination case in New York State, that's one of the places you can bring the case and have an administrative court go forward. So what's going on is the Three Village School District has this kid that I represent who's in the class, and he has autism and ADHD. And the result of that, I don't know how familiar you are, it manifests that there's all different issues that people have. One of his is that he has trouble going to a public bathroom. I think you can understand that he gets severe anxiety. And so what he did is he got what's called an IEP, and they authorized him to be able to use the single occupancy bathroom. That makes sense. And he had time to be able to go to, from, that was all good. And that's called a reasonable accommodation because of his disability. And then he comes to the first day of school this year, and they have an announcement, and they say to the whole school, they say, listen, no one can use a single occupancy bathroom anymore. Those are off limits, I'm paraphrasing. And he freaks out, and he goes, I can't go to the bathroom. He comes home, and his parents say, what's wrong? He's running to the bathroom. He's got to go. He didn't go all night. Second day, similar thing happens. Third day, similar thing happens. In fact, people from the school stopped him from going to the bathroom. They said, you can't go. So he didn't pee all night. And the dad and the mom, they're great advocates. And they're fighting. They're saying, listen, you gave us this accommodation. You said he could go. Well, this is unheard of. How do you? And so eventually what happens is the dad has a conversation with the assistant principal. And dad thinks it's resolved. They're going to let him use the bathroom. The next day, these rent-a-cops, these people from the school, the security, show up at dad's house, and they serve him, not legally, but the way they do it, with a letter that says you're banned from all school grounds because you threatened the administration. Fortunately, dad was a former detective, and he has been recording everything that happened. And about 2.5 months later, he was able to prove that he didn't threaten anyone. All he was doing was advocating for his kid. There was no threat whatsoever on any of these conversations. And what happened is the Three Village retaliated against his dad for wanting his freaking son to go pee in the bathroom. It's just the most insane thing ever. Banned him not just for his own kid, this one kid, but he has two other kids. Couldn't go to any activities. Couldn't see anything, Jay. imagine the stress and the aggravation this dad went through. It's just unheard of, first of all, that you don't let a kid go to the bathroom, but second of all, you're retaliating against the parents of a disabled and autistic child for advocating so they can have rights.
You know, it gets nuttier by the day. It really does, regarding these schools. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine this, folks? Not letting a kid go to the bathroom? You know, as a disability, you not letting him go to the bathroom. Three Village. I mean, what an absolute disgraceful situation. Disgraceful situation. And Michael Graziano is a former detective, and he did the right thing. He did the right thing here as far as recording these conversations. You know, I mean, he really did the right thing, and which is going to help out in a very big way. You know, we've heard this before, this type of stuff. You know, we've had on the Killian family, Christian and son Aiden, what they went through, Remsenburg, Spionk, West Hampton, and everything else going on out there. Absolutely disgraceful. So you're right in the middle of the case. I know you can't kind of, you know, give us some points of view and whatnot, even beyond. But in essence, you talk about callous treatment here. Callous treatment beyond. So is this kind of in the starting stages of it all as far as where you're at?
Yeah, let me explain it. I just want to tell you that I appreciate you mentioning my friend Christian Kalorin and what happened with his son, Aiden. They're actually prevailing over there. Christian's a great attorney, and it's his own son over in Remsenburg. I know the family, so I think that's great you brought that up. When it comes to my case, the Grazianos, Michael Graziano, what's so important to not forget here is that the school had a single occupancy bathroom. We didn't ask them to build anything new. They had granted an accommodation. They had given it to him. He had this. It was in his IEP. And what's the problematic issue is twofold here. Number one, you give it to him, and then you don't let him use it. That would be like saying, hey, Jay, you can have a seeing eye dog because you're blind, but don't bring the dog. Like, that's insane. And then second of all, when you can't advocate for yourself and you have someone advocating for you, to retaliate, and I think that's the biggest concern, and that's why I'm so happy you're talking about it, is in the New York State Human Rights Law, that's the executive law, we have an exact section that says that if you engage, I'm paraphrasing, in protected activity, meaning that if you are complaining about not getting a right, or you're a witness, or you're asking for a right that you should have, and adverse action happens to you, like getting banned from a school, you yourself have your own lawsuit, because clearly that creates emotional distress, clearly that takes away your dignity, and clearly you have a right to fight. So to answer your question, we have two different cases going on. They're both in administrative court, which is called the Division of Human Rights. We could have went to state court or federal court, but we went to the administrative court of the Division of Human Rights because we find their results to be faster. And we have a kid here, and we'd like this kid to get recourse, to get results, to have protection as soon as humanly possible. And I think that the Division of Human Rights is the fastest. We filed. What happens next is that the school puts in what's called a position statement. That's like an answer. And then we put in what's called a rebuttal. And then the Department of Division of Human Rights decides that there's what's called probable cause, meaning reasonable suspicion that something violated the human rights law. If that happens, they have what's called a conciliation. Then there's some minimal discovery. And then we have the trial. It's called a hearing before an administrative judge. So it's filed. We're waiting on seeing the school's response. I don't know what response you can have for not letting a kid with autism pee and then banning his father. But it'll be interesting to see what they have to say.
Well, and they should all be tossed out on their ears, as far as I'm concerned. And again, I apologize to my good friend, Mr. Kaloran out there. I called him Killian, Christian Killian. He's going to sound off on me. He said, Oliver, you can't get the name right? Come on. But listen. We dissected that whole thing with young Aiden, and we know that the outcome was long awaiting as far as being in the favor of Christian and Aiden there. So, you know, I'm confident they should be too with you at the helm, and we will certainly await, my friend, and hopefully keep us in the loop on this thing.
I certainly will, and I want you to know that one of the great things is that the wheels of justice move exceedingly slow, as you mentioned with Aiden. but they move exceedingly fine. And at the end of the day, the facts are the facts are the facts. And I always say that to clients, the facts speak for themselves. And we have recordings here. We have writings here, and they just speak for themselves. There doesn't need to be much legal work. Like, I'm honored that you would say that would be at the helm. It's great. But with this case, like, it's just the facts. Just read the papers. Just go and see the audio recordings. I, again, don't understand how we're even at this point. They should have sent him, like, a parade of apology once they realized how bad their administration screwed up. So I will definitely keep you in the loop, but all parents out there, all people in employment and all people in real estate, those are the big topics of discrimination, should know that you have a right to speak out against discrimination. And if you get retaliated against, you also have a lawsuit, and you can get attorney's fees, punitive damages, penalties against them, emotional distress damages. And we're not looking for money. That's not the goal of a discrimination case. The goal is to teach the discrimination perpetrator to stop doing this and stop doing it to others. And the only way our system does that is by penalizing them with money. And we need to stop them from acting out and not letting little kids go to the bathroom.
Blue. Well, I'll tell you, I am thankful that my kids are out of the system already in school. I don't know where I'd be right now. I'd probably be there every other day, you know, fighting for the rights of so many. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine this? Not letting a kid go to the bathroom? On what grounds? On what freaking grounds? Unbelievable. It really is. You know, there were great teachers out there. I mean, phenomenal teachers out there. And you get a couple of bad apples in the bunch. But, you know, it seems apparent that it's becoming ever so apparent on a daily basis when we cite all the goings-on in the school system. It's unbelievable. Andrew Lieb, ladies and gentlemen, Lieb at Law, doing the job. He'll keep us informed, and we appreciate a couple of minutes, my friend.
Anytime, anytime. Let's looking forward to these finals in the NHL. I'm thinking we're having the Golden Knights there. It's going to be a battle, and I can't wait to speak to you soon. Have a great Memorial Day.